New data released by the Alaska Department of Health continues to show that Alaska has among the highest work-related fatality rates in the nation. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The state section of epidemiology recently released a bulletin that outlined the work-related injuries and deaths that occurred in Alaska between 2001 and 2010. During that time frame, there were over 3,100 non-fatal and 384 fatal work-related injuries reported in Alaska. The bulletin was written by Deborah Hull Gilley. She's the health program manager for the Department of Health and Social Services Injury Surveillance Program. She believes the state gets fairly accurate data about the number of people injured or killed as part of their jobs.
Fatal injuries are captured a number of different ways. One is that there is mandatory reporting to our Department of Labor. But also, we work with a number of agencies real time to collect all of the information on fatal injuries and try to consolidate that and aggregate the information so we have a better picture of what's going on. The non-fatal injuries is a little trickier in that we do have the Alaska Trauma Registry, which collects information from all 24 hospitals around the state. What is more difficult is capturing the information on those less severe injuries.
Some of the data about work-related injuries is not surprising. For instance, 86% of the non-fatal injuries were to men, 91% of the fatal injuries struck men. 73% of the non-fatal injuries were suffered by those identified as white, and the percentage jumped up to 75% of the fatal injuries. 33% of the fatal injuries in Alaska between 2001 and 2010 struck commercial fishermen, but only 9% of the non-fatal injuries happened to commercial fishermen. Hull Gilley notes that 19% of non-fatal injuries happen to construction workers.
Construction and aviation have always been in the top five for fatal injuries, but when looking at the non-fatal side of hospitalized injuries, construction workers have that highest rate of injury for hospitalization.
In the bulletin, the Department of Health notes that non-fatal injury prevention efforts should focus on preventing falls and increasing the routine use of fall prevention equipment, especially in the construction industry. Hull Gilley confirms she and others in the section of epidemiology hope to do some more in-depth analysis of the numbers.
So we're able to do some analysis for regions, and then eventually we hope to be able to do some spatial mapping of the information and put it out on the website. That's where we're going next, is to bring this out so it's easily accessible to our working population.
The bulletin from the section of epidemiology stresses that employers should assess injury hazards and allow workers to help identify unsafe working conditions. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.